The next item on our agenda, item 9D, is the presentation by the Board of Community Assistance to announce the 2026 BCA Award recipients. So if a representative can come to the podium, introduce yourself, and the floor is yours.
Hello, my name is Lydia Dan-Sardinas. I am a member of the Board of Community Assistance, and I'm here to with my colleague, David Karen, and we are going to present our recommendations of awards to the Board of Supervisors. I'd also like to say good evening to you and also to the citizens and residents of Upper Marion. The BCA was established in 2013 through a partnership between the Upper Marion Township and the Valley Forge Casino Resort. We're here to advise the Board of Supervisors on providing assistance with monies received from the Valley Forge Casino Resort. To date, the BCA has awarded over $2 million in grants. Okay, the BCA members, three of us are appointed by the Board of Supervisors, Brett Montique, myself, Lydia Dan-Sardinas, and David Karen. The Valley Forge Casino Resort representatives are Martha Morales and Joy Sarian. Greg Wax is our supervisor liaison, and Jerry Vitimo is our staff liaison. The number of BCA applications for 2026, we received 82 in total, and we awarded 70. The total funds awarded in 2026 was $247,391.63. All right, we begin with the BCA recommendations for sports and organizations.
Our well-choreographed tag team will proceed. For sports, the Upper Marion Lacrosse Club received $2,200 for a variety of equipment, especially for first-timers. The Upper Marion Stingray Swim Team received $2,500 for swimming essentials. The high school crew team, Upper Marion Area School District High School Crew Team, $3,500 for equipment improvements. The King of Prussia Soccer Club received $5,000 for Baxter Field improvement. Now transitioning to organizations, we do distinguish between sports organizations and other nonprofits that apply to us. Upper Marion Area School District High School Interact Club t-shirts, we awarded $300. Upper Marion Township Media Communications Advisory Boards, we awarded $450 for the Howard Hoffman Distinguished Service Award plaque. The High School Interact Club from Upper Marion Area School District, we awarded $500 for their Red Cross blood drive. The Township Outdoor Pool, we awarded $500 for what's called the world's largest swimming lesson. Keep your eyes open for that one. Upper Marion Spring is the Special Needs Adaptive Program. $830 was awarded to learn exercise and sports skills and partnering with a Upper Marion Area School District buddy. We awarded $1,000 to the Upper Marion Dr. Martin Luther King National Holiday Committee. We awarded $1,000 to the King of Prussia Rotary Foundation mainly for their water safety program, a variety of programs that are under that rubric. The Upper Marion Area School District Gulf Elementary School, we awarded $1,000 to help with their garden. We awarded $1,000 to the Middle School Learning Center in the Upper Marion Area School District. We awarded $1,050 to the Upper Marion Township ECDC for their September volunteer service event days. We awarded $1,100 to the Upper Marion Girl Scout Service Unit 640 for their Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. We awarded $1,200 to the Friends of Black History that goes through the Upper Marion Township Library. That's for the Black History Month celebrations. We awarded $1,675 to the LoveWorks Resource Center to help them run their music therapy. We awarded $1,900 to Hope is the Way, Love is the Answer, to help them to support their putting up an Upper Marion Community Center mural. We awarded $2,000 to LoveWorks Resource Center for the Maggie's Love Boxes for kids. We awarded $2,000 to the high school music, to the Upper Marion Area High School music boosters for music equipment. We awarded $2,000 to the high school SAIL program to help students with independent living challenges. We awarded $2,000 to the Upper Marion Area School District Thanksgiving Dinner Program. We awarded $2,000 as well to support the Consortium for the Arts Photography Program. We awarded $2,000 to the Children's Charity of the Delaware Valley for recreational equipment for their work with youth with disabilities. We have awarded $2,136.63 exactly to the Upper Marion Township Shade Tree Commission to encourage environmental volunteerism. We awarded to the McCaig Nature Education Center $2,250 for their Woodland Resilient Enhancement Program. We are doing that on a matching funds basis. The Literacy Council of Norristown runs adult education programs, and we've awarded them $2,500 toward that. We've awarded $2,500 to the Upper Marion Area School District Guidance Department to help them provide snacks for elementary school students. The school district also has a high school Horns Up program, which focuses on fostering student academic achievement, and we're awarding them $2,500. The school district's high school robotics team is awarded $2,500 for a sustainability grant. We've awarded $2,600 to Hope is the Way, Love is the Answer, and to the Upper Marion Area Community Cupboard for the Upper Marion Area Community Cupboard mural. $2,600. We awarded $3,000 to the Autism Society of Greater Philadelphia, which has an Upper Marion component, and we're providing those funds through the Upper Marion Township Library. We've awarded $3,000 to the Victim Services Center of Montgo, $3,700 to the Upper Marion Senior Service Center to help them with various media needs and an expanding exercise program. We've awarded Laurel House $4,000 to help them with their important work on safe haven and emergency shelter and supportive services. We've awarded $4,000 to the Neighborhood Meals on Wheels, $4,000 to the Upper Marion Township Environmental Advisory Council for Bee City Birdtown Pollinator and the Gardens of Burgess Arboretum. We've awarded $4,500 to the Upper Marion Emergency Aid for a variety of back to school and resources for students. We've awarded $5,000 to Family Matters, to their Schools Out social program for families with special needs children. We've awarded $5,000 to the King of Prussia District to support their King of Prussia Clean Streets program. We've awarded $5,000 to the Mitzvah Circle Foundation. They're especially focused on critical needs for healthy families, diaper bank, and period supply programs. We've awarded $7,500 to the Upper Merion Township America 250 Subcommittee and Historical Commission, and that's focused on a mural replacement. We've awarded $8,000 to the Boy Scouts of America Troop 551 King of Prussia Troop. They're doing a pollinator garden through an Eagle Scout project, and that's in partnership with the Shade Tree Commission and the Environmental Advisory Council. We're providing $8,000 to the Upper Merion Township Library for a variety of primarily children-related resources. We're awarding $9,000 to the McCaig Nature Education Center to help with the Old Roberts School roof replacement. We're awarding $10,000 to the UM Area Community Cupboard for Emergency Housing Utility Assistance Fund, and $14,000 to the Upper Merion Township Fire and EMS for personal protective clothing for the fire department. And finally, the Upper Merion Area Community Cupboard, we're awarding $20,000 to support the important work that they're doing for families with food scarcity challenges.
We come now to our recommendations for scholarships. Our first ones are for $1,000 to Marie. And before I start, I should apologize for any mistakes I made on anyone's name. I'm still learning them, and I'm hoping I get the Irish one correct. $1,000 to Marie McDonald. She's a junior at the Upper for making hygiene kits. Oops, sorry. Pratyuksha Singh, she's a senior for doing community wellness walks. Again, $1,000 to Aiden Ritter Thompson, a senior for Be Active Upper Merion, again, walks. Safina Usmanova, a junior for an English as a second language for kids, a K-2 program. $2,000 to Rafael Grabowski, a junior, for a teen financial literacy workshop series. $2,500 for Max Belmonte, a junior, for Community Connect. He would like to create signs and QR codes for the community cupboard to help translate into different languages. Cody Gansky, a senior, for a men's care kit drive. He wants to make 50 kits for Love Works Resource Center. $2,500 again to Zachary Haney, senior, for a Day of Giving blood drive. Anthony Tornamambi, senior, for building birdhouse boxes and installing them in Upper Merion parks. He does have permission. $3,000 to Pratik Reddy Bayapu. She's a senior for a young botanist reading club. Xavier Bernardo, senior for America 250. He would like to partner with Park and Rec to do a stewardship for litter mapping project. Dylan Doan, Jr., for PRISM, which is a pre-collegiate research initiative for scientific mentors, designed for 7th to 11th grade students on how to conduct and publish research. $3,500 to Sydney Marchese, senior, for bilingual buddies, an 8-week program for Spanish learning students. Avni Mishra, Jr. for Project Bloom, empowering and encouraging message campaign with sticky notes in the school to aimed at helping to reduce stigma. For $4,000, Arlene De La Luz, Sr., STEM Through Movement, a girls' empowerment program for workshops and bilingual training. $4,500 to Bailey Sherry, a senior, for the High Five Project, The Spice of Life, Recipes and Stories That Inspire. I look forward to this one. She apparently will be bringing in different recipes and different stories from around the world. We now come to the $5,000, which are the Ronald G. Wagaman Scholarships. We have several of these. $5,000 for Hassan Etezadi Jr. He would like to enable young students to explore new sports. $5,000 to Zandy Gardner Sr. in Discover China Lessons. It'll be a week course on lessons on Chinese language, culture, history, traditional dance, food, and more. $5,000 to Kylie Hill Sr. for a Little Vikings Camp, football clinic, planned and executed for younger players. $5,000 to Rama Satya Naga Kalakuri Jr., providing homework help and academic support program for early middle school students. And our last one is our Von Steuben Scholarship, which is $10,000, and we would like to award it to Egypt Strickland, a junior, for her program called Stronger Together, empowering young girls to stay involved in athletics and to foster confidence and inclusion and try to reverse the trend of disengagement and cultivate the love of sports. This is very important in your middle school, and she is partnering with the Park and Rec program for this. So if you guys approve, the RSVPs and recommendations will be sent out tonight. Congratulations if they all make it. The reception will be at the Valley Forge Casino Resort at the venue on Wednesday, June 3rd, between 5:30 to 7:30. Please RSVP, it helps us. And I'd like to thank everyone. Thank you for allowing us to do this, to the Board of Supervisors. Also like to thank Greg Wax personally, because he has done a lot of help with us. But my biggest thanks goes to Jerry Fatimo, who has done months, hours, weeks, on and on, work on gathering all this together. I will say, I know she has talked to parents, students, as well as us, done a lot of organizing for this, and I feel that she, without her, we would not be able to go on with this. But again, but thank you to all of you. That's it.
Thank you for the presentation, and I'm going to turn the floor over to Supervisor Wax, being the liaison for the BCA Board.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First and foremost, I want to thank the BCA members for all they do, and thank Jerry Vitimo for all she does. I've described this in the past as being a labor of love, and I think that is certainly true, but please don't forget that a labor of love starts with being a labor. I read all the applications myself, so I know how long it takes to be fully versed, and how hard it is to prepare, because you have to be able to not only discuss each application, but sometimes to be able to compare and contrast with other applications, because yes, there's only a finite amount of funds, and that's before you even get to the scholarship portion. I also want to mention once again that there was a new member of the BCA this year, Joyce Serian, who was the rep from Valley Forge Casino Resort. It was her first full year on the BCA. And Joyce actually made a comment to me in the meeting. She wanted to know what my thoughts were on some of the applications, and I told her she's not going to find out. It's not my job to provide input. It's the members of the BCA. And I think that's an important way to start off the rest of my comments, in that it's important to remember that the BCA consists of 5 members. Everybody has their own opinion, and they all work together to try to come up with a unified opinion on what they think each application should receive. And there is give and take, and sometimes the give and take is a little bit easier, and sometimes it's not as easy. But there is a thorough discussion. And I think that, to pull back the curtain a little bit, some of the topics that come up are, is this a job of the government, be it the township or the school district, or is it a job of a private organization, and where is the line between that? How many Upper Merion residents does this application serve? How practical is the application? Does the application actually have permission from a governing body in which it's trying to be executed? And that's just the start. And obviously, when it comes to the student applications, the questions are and the comments are a little bit different. And there's discussion about the volunteer project. And you heard Ms. Dan Sardinas read those off tonight. But there's also often discussion about financial need and academic performance. And every BCA member weighs the various categories differently. And there have been changes over the years in what different BCA members value. There is no right or wrong. Everybody brings their own opinion to the table. I also want to encourage organizations which didn't receive funds and high school juniors who may not have received scholarships or low-value dollar scholarships to please apply again next year, and to remind you that you do absolutely have the right to reach out to a BCA member and get feedback. You can reach out to me, but honestly, I'm really not part of the conversation. I do everything I can to not be involved in the conversation, especially when it comes to the scholarships. But yes, please reach out, and the BCA members are there to answer your questions and provide feedback. Just because you reach out to them, it doesn't mean you're going to necessarily get a grant or necessarily get a scholarship or a bigger scholarship, but it certainly doesn't help. And I think it's also important to remember that, yes, the BCA deadline is almost always in mid-March or late March, early April, but the BCA application period is open for 4 to 5 months every single year, and during that time, there is nothing wrong with, once again, reaching out. I know that there is an open house that is held in the Upper Merion Area School District. I believe Brett Montique does that every year. There is absolutely an open house for organizations, which is held here in the Henderson Room every single year. If you can't make those, once again, please feel free to reach out. And lastly, but certainly not least, I want to thank Valley Forge Casino Resort and Boyd Gaming, who over 14 years has provided more than $2.3 million in grants and scholarships to students who are continuing their education after high school, and organizations which provide services to Upper Merion residents. And with that, I would like to make a motion to approve the BCA recommendations.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any other comments or conversation? All in favor of these award recipients, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0.
Can I just add that he's not here tonight. He's often here, even though he's not presenting. But Brett Montique has been our chair/leader for many years now, and he is. Often the point person for the community, for students, and he just does a great job. And our job is to have as big a funnel as possible for these applications, and he ensures that that happens.
Yeah. And if I could just add 2 more things, Madam Chair, and I'll be really brief since I've already talked a lot about this. If there's the biggest difference between the BCA now and what the BCA was, 12, 13, 14 years ago is, one, I think the change to add juniors, to make juniors eligible for scholarships was a really, really good improvement. And also the ability for BCA members to vet the applications. I think the vetting process has become far more thorough. The students who receive scholarships do finish their projects, otherwise they don't receive funding. They don't receive the scholarship, and it is ensured that the organizations which receive grants are required to spend that money on the grant project, and there is validation at the end of every year. So, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.